Hello, I'm Stephen, and welcome to the Horizon Program. Welcome back. It's now day two of our journey. I'm hoping you've had some time to think about what it is that you do want, and even being able to write this down on your route map. If you need a little more time, then why not pause here and revisit the previous step until you find something that you're happy with focusing on. Okay, now that you have something to focus on, that in itself is an achievement and a significant step forwards. As we've already said, sometimes it can be useful to reflect on the elements of our own journeys so far. As you think about what you've already achieved in life, there's been so much change, and from that comes valuable lessons and resources that you can gather to help with what you do next. I'd like to tell you about a really inspiring conversation I had a few years ago, in the most uninspiring of settings. A colleague and I were sat in a car on a very rainy Monday morning waiting for a client to arrive on site for a meeting. The traffic had been kind that morning, and it meant we had arrived a little early. Unimpressed by the weather, I started complaining about it. You see, that's the problem with this country. All we get is rain, 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 I said. My colleague asked me what I prefer to have, to which I talked about how I longed for four easily identifiable seasons, and then shared with him a dream I had about moving to Canada. I'd learnt from a family who had moved there that the winters are notoriously harsh, and yet the summers are also very pleasant. So you want to move to Canada? Yes, I quickly replied. I only stopped applying for jobs out there about a year ago. It's just so difficult to make any connections. He then started to ask me what I imagined it to be like when I moved there. It seemed initially like a strange question, but I went with it. All of a sudden, I started to get a sense of things as if I was already there. I could see the house made of wood, with a wraparound porch and wooden shingles. I could feel the flexing of the wooden floor below my feet as I stand on the porch. What do you notice around you? He said. Well, there's a soothing alpine breeze that can be heard, and you can just smell that crisp, cool, and clean mountain air rolling down from the surrounding mountain range. By then, I was completely consumed in that setting. It seemed like only a couple of minutes had passed, but my attention was broken by my colleague saying, "Right, I think we better go now, it's time for our meeting." As we drove to the security gate, I felt strange having just been somewhere that seemed so vivid and all of my senses were acutely engaged. It was as if I was actually there, albeit momentarily. I asked him, "What do I do now?" And he said, "Well, the world has a funny way of responding sometimes. Give it some time and see what happens." A few weeks later, and after this conversation was resigned to a distant memory, I received a call about a job opportunity in Canada. This was in no way connected to my colleague who I'd previously shared this dream with. A couple of weeks after this, my family and I were flown out to Toronto, an opportunity that I'd previously worked so hard to create through failed application after failed application. If you're anything like me, you might be thinking that this turn of events was a coincidence. I don't actually know. I do still find it interesting that the only positive response I had from a Canadian employer came after I had engaged my imagination in this way. Jim Carrey, now one of the world's most preeminent actors, once said, "If you can imagine something, you can do it. Nothing happens in reality until it happens in your mind first." Your imagination is also a valuable resource. Perhaps the more vividly you can imagine what it would be like when you achieve what you identified in day one, things might start to happen for you too. So for today's step, take some time to be alone and let your mind wander to the moment in the future when your outcome is actually realized. As you're in that moment, experiencing the thoughts and emotions that go with it, notice what happens with your senses. What do you see, hear, feel, smell, taste? That lets you know you've successfully achieved your outcome. So keeping with what you identified in the previous step, the question for day two is, how will you know when you've achieved it? Write this question down together with your responses on your route map with any insights that you get. Let's take another step together tomorrow.